صلاه وزكاه حج والشهادتين
شهاده ان لا اله الا الله وان محمدا رسول الله اقامه الصلاه ايتاء الزكاه وصوم رمضان وحج البيت من استطاع اليه سبيلا
شهاده ان لا اله الا الله وان محمدا رسول الله لا اعبد في الكون الا الله ورسولي للبشر هنا هي الاسلام على خمس خمسه اركان في الدين صوم وصلاه وزكاه
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله الصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه ومن سن بالسنة وداب دعوة لا يوم بسون السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته برودنسي سيسرس in Islam. We are once again thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After thanking him we send peace and salutation to the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his entire family and the companions and the people who are following these great paths until the day of judgment. Alhamdulillah, we came back to our usual sitting, which is talk on Islam or talk about Islam. You all know Alhamdulillah, Sheikh Hamed Jete has been on record with us, even though the other speakers were all, this platform was sharing all of us. Sheikh Hamed is with us in the studio before we are telling the greater listeners of this program, or the greater watch of this program, what is on the table, I will let Sheikh Hamed send a salutation to the listeners and the watchers of this program. Sheikh Hamed, Faliata Fadal Maskura, or may I say, welcomes into the studio.
Thank you very much, Brother Sheikh Dabo. And I say, my greetings, Assalamu Alaikum, peace and security of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon everybody out there. We solicit and supplicate the profuse blessings and mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon everybody. We say you are highly welcome to join this program. Allah wills, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Sheikh Hamed, tonight I do not have specific topic in mind, but as we as a human, second as a Muslims, thirdly as a Gambians, we will talk about a problem of Gambia in addressing the greater problem of the entire universe, because this deen, what he does in the beginning was to perfect individuals. Those individuals will work to perfect their communities. After perfecting their community, that will come to the aim of the perfection of the universe. That was the intention of this platform. When we say this platform, we will look at things here. We may talk about different subjects, but we are looking at perceiving the perspective of Islam. That's what we're talking about. What do Islam have to say with these particular issues? Sheikh Hamed, we spoke about this subject before, and then nonetheless we keep talking about it. Why? Because it is an issue, I may call it either it misunderstood or it is deliberate. First, we will deal with intellectualism first. Secondly, how so-called these days democracy, how do we look at the Islamic eye and look at this democracy? How do we live by it? I remember one of the great scholars once said, one of the books was written by one of the great scholars, they call, you see, كَيْفَ نَتَعَمَّلْ مَعَ سُنَّةِ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, meaning the age we are living now. How do we work with the sunnah of the Prophet? You may start, Sheikh Hamed. You may start.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As-salatu wa salam ala Muhammadin رسول الله وخاتم النبيين الذي بعثه الله رحمة للعالمين مبشرا ونظيرا معلما ومرشدا ودائيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا صلوات الله عليه وعلى أهل بيته وأصحابه ومن تبعهم إحسان إلى يوم الدين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Well, thank you very much, my brother Sheikh Dabo, for that highly significant but a question, highly significant question, but with a lot of segments anyway, that we need to put together for me to be able to at least talk piecemeal gradually on each side of it. Well, I think you put the question in a nutshell, that is, how are we going to evaluate a value system? And if taking an example, we've dealt with this question, you know, previously, but not exhaustingly or exhaustively, but we were able at least to cover a greater part of its diverse aspects anyway. So, as a value, as a system, democracy as a value, a culture, a system, it never came instantly. It was a process, and it was a procedure, and it was a human experience that was being accumulated generation after generation, with all the turbulences that attended its perfection. Not perfection in the sense that it is perfected because it is a human thought, but in a way that it was able to be established, having a specific pattern and having an environment conducive, positively or sometimes negatively, to its implementation. That is the Western environment. Mm-hmm. So democracy, I mean, as an idea, you know, is first of all put into the minds of the people as a culture. It has to be inculcated, not only as a practice or as something that you say with your mouth, but it's something that becomes a value system in you. It's not alienated, but it is part and parcel of you. So it is a process that you keep giving. It's a process that you keep doing. It's a process that you keep on preaching until it becomes part and parcel, a reality integrated in the immediate environment of the people, psychologically, in their psyche, in their mind, and in their body. And in fact, it is manifested in the way they look at the world. They look at themselves. They look at the tiny community, then the bigger one, then the country, then the system, the social, political, and the economic. But unfortunately, as you say, democracy as a term, democracy, in fact, the word is not in my consciousness, despite the fact that I'm able to understand it out of a dictionary definition given. But the value and the concept is completely alien, based on this concept called democracy.
You are diving very deep for the average mind. When you say my consciousness, what do you mean?
In fact, nkombe democracy ngine na yemi ya lonko tabu kundai min dinna, as a consequence, a direct one of colonial control, because knowing full well that my realities, the conditions, objective and the subjective, are not fully matured. Even if they are there, they can be matured, they can be made mature, but they are at the moment, in this material point in time, they are not fully mature to combine, to synthesize, to create a new situation that would be very much amenable to my understanding in executing and implementing this value. It will be transformed from a thought into a concept, then a value that I would live accordingly to the principle.
So what you are saying, this culture was very alien to your consciousness.
Not alien in the sense that it is a foreign element that I cannot, accommodate in my consciousness.
Okay.
But it needs training. It needs teaching. It needs to be demonstrated before me. In fact, I'll give you a very good example. The Quran, in Surah Ali Imran. Look at it. In Surah Al-Baqarah, let's start there, verse 142-43. The Quran says, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا. Well, here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that the conditions, subjective and objective, spiritual and intellectual, are all in place. They are already there, available. The resources are there. It is up to you as a human being, with given endowed with that power to think, for you to exploit that value, That is waltakun minkum kadhalika ja'alnakum. I mean, because of that, we made you into the best of nations. Here the word wasat doesn't mean middle as an adverb of space. It means the best. An example, that's the moderate, the mean. Mm-hmm. That is the best of the nations. But look at it, for us to be an example to others.
Why? What was the quality to sell?
Exactly. The example to us is interpreted in Suratul Ali Imran. Waltakun minkum umma yadu'una ila al-khayr. I mean, a nation of people, one or a community or a group, an institution, an individual. You know, you calling people to whatever is good for humanity, not in conflict or contradicting the teachings and the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or not espousing, I mean, trying to entrench the prohibitions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here, وَلْتَكُنْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْحَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. They would be enjoining and calling and asking people to do whatever is good, and trying to forbid the people to teaching, to prevent them from going into that abysmal pit of doing whatever is evil against the teaching of Islam.
But
so here, these are the pillars. This is the concrete pillars. The unshakable pillar and entrenchment established. This is the constitution of existence. If these things are in place and everybody is doing it, I tell you, my brother, there will be no problem in the world. It is here that all the problems are solved, solutions are proffered, and everybody is given according to his level. And all the problems, either it is psychological, spiritual, material, are completely eradicated. All the obstacles are just get out of the way. So here we are talking about the Islamic value and the Islamic concept and the Islamic implementations of the essence of the teaching. So for that matter, that's why when you say Western culture, democracy is very alien to my
consciousness.
Because my identity, my consciousness is Islamic.
So now
my consciousness, whatever is good in terms of human invention, human idea, human experience, is highly acceptable and commendable by Islam. But my consciousness, the mediate, not the intermediate, the mediate one has to be in place, has to be activated before the intermediate comes. Because the intermediate is something between me and another. But the immediate is my Islamic consciousness, my identity and concept that will tell me that this is in accordance with Allah's commandments, and that is against Allah's wish, and that is the way Muhammad demonstrated it practically for us to follow his footsteps.
So we may say that may be a natural order.
Well, natural order, because everything is based on fitrah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Rum, ayah 29, I believe, or 30, he says, يعني فأقيم وجهك للدين حنيفاً. You know, put your face, or face, I mean, you know, it means put your face towards me in the Quranic language. It means you just integrate a concept, an idea, a value within your inner self. What value is that? فطرت الله التي فطر الناس عليها. The instinctual and the natural state that Allah has created everything, because everything demonstrates and manifested the power of Allah. It is artistically demonstrating that Allah is in existence and Allah existed and created me. So that's why فطرت الله التي فطر الناس عليها لا تبديل لخلق الله. There cannot be any change. It's axiomatic. It is not, it is invariable. You can change it. خلق الله, because every human being, your identity is something created you, and that something is manifested in your ability, your intelligence, your creativity, your innovation. All these things put together tells you that something greater, a superior sovereign, created me.
So now, for me reading from that statement, it looks like all these things came later. This one. But now, that comes to the mind in the one of the verses that we say, "Kana nasu ummatan wahid."
Faktalfu.
Fabasallah.
Fabasallah Rasulah. Yeah, people were one nation. Kana nasu ummatan wahida. Here, the word umma, a community. But ummatan wahida, where the first original state of our existence is from inexperience to experience, from innocence to guilt. Because Adam alayhi salam, when he was created, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught him, give the potential to know, the potential to discover, the potential to distinguish, the potential to collate, the potentials, I mean, to do, what do you call it, to bring the yesterday and today and put them together for tomorrow. All these powers as potentials and resources were given. So Adam was completely innocent, but inexperienced. That's why he was easily deceived by the devil. But he was completely innocent. So a state of innocence to a state of guilt. But that guilt is completely eradicated. It is not inheritable. Mm-hmm. It is completely eradicated. فَتَلَقَّ آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ. So any culture, any idea, any civilization, any doctrine that is telling you that sin is inheritable, I will tell him it cannot be inheritable philosophically, biologically. It is impossible for sin to be inherited.
So now,
so, for that matter, as you say, well, actually here, we're talking about simply who are we.
Yes.
Anytime you want to relay yourself to a reality in this world, use your Quran and the Sunnah as a pointer.
And then what has lead, exactly. What has put us this quagmire?
What are the causes of this problem?
Yes.
What are the causes of this wretched condition and situation?
Yes.
It's because of our lack of understanding. Our lack of understanding of the essence and the true meaning of the word of Allah. One. And our inability, because if you don't understand or you don't know the value of something, you cannot put it in practice, much more to become part and parcel of your a system in your life. So for that matter, our inability to understand the word, the message, our inability to put it into practice causes a lot of problems for us. That is actually we became completely alienated. The book and the Sunnah became a very alien concept to us. We found ourselves, following after things that actually are completely out of our consciousness. An example is, if you want to give me democracy,
yes,
give me the Quranic democracy. If it is correct to say Quranic democracy, but I will call it Quranic consultative consultation.
Okay, I'll accept.
That's what I call it. Mm-hmm. Well, the nine virtues have to be there. Mm-hmm. In fact, you have to put the nine virtues as a principle in the mind and in the behavior of every citizen. And if that is done, you have a true Islamic democrat. That is in Surah to Shura. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of his bountiful and infinite mercy, knowing that we are weak, knowing that we are going to be deceived by the trappings and the veneer beauties of this world, Allah has given everything that we need and even what we don't ask him to do. He gave us a chapter called Shura, where in fact Allah has given it Shura as a verb. A verb that is not restricted in time and in structure.
Space.
That is, it depends on circumstances and our level of understanding. The structure and the form and the way we do it is up to us. Based on the conditions, objectively, subjectively.
Any condition can be applied.
Exactly, it is the condition that dictates how we're going to do it. So whether it is Republican, whether it is, name it, presidential, whether it is prime ministerial, but in fact, Allah is telling you, these are the conditions every citizen eligible, every citizen who is eligible, he is somebody apart and parcel, because you have to look at the president at the top democratically as a servant that is placed there by the people. The president and the people have to do and execute the covenant of Allah. But the people together are greater than the president, because he is one and they are many. For that matter, that's why in Islam the democratic principle is never follow any leader as long as he is not following the rulings and the teachings and the ideas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Meaning the super ruler.
Exactly, he's the sovereign.
This sovereign is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the political concept, that's the first concept, that's the first value. Al-Iman bi anna Allah huwa al-Khaliq. That Allah is the creator and Allah is the Malik. You atil mulka man tasha, tu atil mulka man tasha, wa tanzi'ul mulka man tasha. You know, even our presidents, Muslims, if they understand here, you know, they would be relieved. There wouldn't be any chaos. There wouldn't be disturbance. There wouldn't be conflict. Everything has to go through a democratic process. Power has to change hands peacefully, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives power, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to take power from you when the time comes. That's why whatever you resisted, the power for the power to be taken from you, when your time expires, you become a dead conscious, and that consciousness will never lead except to a problem.
So meaning you act erratically,
exactly.
Quick fastening your move.
Well, I don't think it is erratic, but that person would be irrational, that person would be a dictator, that person would be a tyrant. But that person is now standing face to face trying to wrestle the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, trying to just debunk or try to bulldoze a principle already entrenched, in the scheme of things.
So now
Allah has already put it there.
In your statement, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sovereign. I did ask, even though you asked, answered, what have led us to this situation? But now, we tend to focus more of constitution. In fact, it seems to be constitution replaced the sovereignty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't mean in what you call in word term. But when you say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this, they say constitution.
Thank you very much. So I'm getting your point.
This constitution might be conformative. Some of them might be conformative with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah. But when they are in conflict with Allah, what do we deal with that?
Thank you very much, Sheikh Dabo, you know, for raising this very important point. You know, it was just yesterday in the morning I was just casually working on a poem, My Journey into Infinity. I wrote a poem, My Journey into Infinity, that is the title. You see, it's just a tragedy, historical tragedy, and a social accident at the same time. Tragedy and accident. Accident is tragedy, but this one is more broad, that is tragic, historically. You know, it covers, I mean, yesterday and today, and it is extending malignantly, cancerously to the future. That is the African mind, or the Gambian mind, or the Muslim mind. When we say the constitution, you know, our honorable and venerable learned lawyers would be very much agitated somehow intellectually.
Why?
Or juridically, you know, to rush to the parliament and table a draft that there is a law that is draconian, or a law that is not in line, that is not amenable to our Gambian realities.
Consciousness.
A law that conflicts the spirit of the constitution. But you will never live to hear that somebody has moved or tabled a draft in parliament saying that there is a law
in conflict,
that is in conflict with the established principles, because rules can be changed but principles can never be changed, that are in conflict, and that conflict is dangerous, and that conflict is mockery, and that conflict is in fact destructive to our existence as a nation and a people belonging to a specific cultural identity and a civilization and a way of thinking called Islam. But nobody would do that.
Why not?
Somebody.
Why not?
A person who is completely, I'd rather call him a remote control intellectual. To be a remote control intellectual simply means...
Can you explain that?
Yeah, you are a person but thinking through the minds of another person. The mind of a person is the channel through which you think. Because that person has already put everything he needs in your mind. The only thing he needs to do is to just press the button and you are just put into motion.
For him.
For him. So this is what we are saying. You're hearing some people are, in fact, people are, I mean, propounding something called secular.
Is he in
secularism in this country, and these things are said by Muslims. I mean, it is just something out of, I mean, it is incredible. It is incredible to hear a Muslim saying, oh, well, my constitution is what? It is a secular constitution. But where do you stand in the scheme of things? Where are you living? Are you living in a planet created by that European man? You're telling me secularism, which does not even exist in the Western consciousness. You are being fooled, deluded, and you are living in illusion. I mean, come out of it. Come out of your cocoon. Break the fibers of your brain. Become a new independent person. Remove the programming in your mind. Become what you are, a Gambian, an African, a Muslim. Even Christians don't say that. When you hear a Muslim out of that boastful and self-conceited attitude, we are in a secularism. He has backed something.
You have mentioned very interesting statement. You say the Christians don't say that.
They don't say it because you know why?
That's very interesting. I've never heard that.
No, they will not say it because, well, in America, when you are appointed a minister, secretary of state, you hold the Bible there and you swear. Isn't it?
It is.
It's Britain dissenting. You coming to tell me a constitution is secular? Civility? What is civility? What is civility? Civility is simply, I mean, to make sure that no harm comes upon the people and every benefit is accrued upon the people. But the problem is, it's not about the advantage or the disadvantage. It's about the concept of secularism, which does not exist even from in the West. Tell me that here is a constitution.
Are we being misinformed by it or what?
Well, my brother, you see, there is a problem that we are facing. We Africans, particularly the so-called material intellectuals, I call them. The material intellectuals, a book intellectual. ABC,
I think,
1, 2, 3.
I think you need to break this
no,
two
I'll
down
break it
for
down.
Me.
This is a reality. This is a reality. Mm-hmm. Because we are not thinking for ourselves.
When you say material intellectual, he's only needing how to fill his stomach.
No, not even the stomach. The parting source of inspiration is the material aspect of existence.
To have a beautiful house?
That's it. No, his source of inspiration to say what he's saying. It's just from the books, a man-made books, ideas, either by John Locke, by Hobbes, Jean-Rousseau, name them. And these people, he never knew that. He was never told that these people are partial members of a group called the Freemasons. The concepts there are not for you. It's for them. Even they themselves, they are not going out of the concept. Because it is not sustainable. It is not, defensible. So why are you telling me secularism? I want you to tell me that my culture is there in the constitution. But you being in a university in the Western world or in the Eastern world is of no insignificance to me. What is important is interpreting my reality, my culture, taking things out of my culture, my consciousness, and making them into the constitution to be reflective of my reality, the current, the immediate, and the intermediate.
That's a serious indictment. So what you are
it's
saying?
It's not an indictment.
What you are saying, we need a complete overhaul of the constitution.
They will say, no, you can do it. You talk a lot, but you can do it. This is what they're saying.
What you are saying, we have need overhaul.
You know, they will say you cannot do it. You are just talking. They will say you cannot do it because I and them are made to believe that we cannot do it. We think that for us to develop, we have to do it on the pattern, the Western pattern. But you will never develop. You will never enjoy prosperity. You will never be what you are as long as you are not using your own consciousness to lay your own program and your own development program and agenda. You will never live on 8 AID. It will always lead to AIDS. Your systems are going to be, they are going to lack the immunity that is necessary to defend you against the microcosms.
Say, Kame, what you are just frightening me in the sense this overhaul, not only constitution, but the minds which really foment this constitution need to be.
You see, sometimes I feel, as if sometimes whether I am wrong or they are wrong, but something is wrong somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Something is wrong in our chain of thinking. You know, secularism is so painful for a Muslim intellectual to say it. There is nothing called secularism. At least even giving him a moderate name, civility. But secularism is an insult to yourself and is defeating the purpose of existence. Because Allah's way is Allah's way. And any law. Look, let me give an example.
Okay.
Well, a libel, a slander in the constitution and the laws of the Gambia is a crime. But to be pregnant out of wedlock is not a crime.
In it.
In the Gambia. It's not there. There is no law in the Gambia that criminalizes pregnancy out of wedlock. There isn't. No lawyer, no judge can tell you that. They say, well, it is liberty, it's a freedom. But you're destroying society. You are planting a bomb in society. So it's my culture, Africa, my Gambian Islamic culture. You know, pregnancy out of wedlock was not something known in this culture. Then put it in the constitution, in the law. And teach people to avert it.
Was the religion mentioned in there?
So religion is not mentioned. They would say secular.
None of it.
No, they wouldn't say. In fact, I'm with them on that. I support them for not writing Gambia is an Islamic state or a Christian state. I support them. No. But here, religion, the word secularism as well should not be there equally. As long as there is no other word, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you know, is there any other rulings, any other procedure, any other laws that should be followed except the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? After the hukmul jahiliyyah.
Hukmu jahiliyyah, because secularism is not there. You say secularism when you are the complete owner, sovereign of something.
But do we vote for
it's
that?
It's a term that they use, but I think sometimes they don't even know, because it has become, I mean, a very normal thing to them. It is a complete insult of my humanity, of my reality, for you to tell me secularism. It is not a it is not a fact. It is unacceptable.
But how did he get there?
Well, it got there because we have a lot of pre-programmed people.
Do we vote for it?
We didn't vote for it. The West knew. The West knows that these are the soldiers. I can use them, exploit their gullibility, their naivety. And I give them my syllabus, they memorize it. I give them the documentation, accreditation. They go back and they become slaves for me. I program them and they are already programmed. You think for yourself. That's the virtue of a Muslim. A Muslim has to be independent in thought. A Muslim has to be very much benign. The action has to be very much benign, very good, sincere. It has to be very clean. Has to be done for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in accordance what is established by Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and condoned by Islam.
Well, Sheikh Ammi, I mean, oh, that mind you are talking about, you will say, oh well, you can just say that right. But the idea you are floating now, they only chop the hands up.
Yeah, don't say
and
that.
Then they will just really kill you.
Yeah, they will say.
And then they will just really stone you to death.
Exactly. But anyway.
They will say we can't have that here.
No, in fact, what they will think is, Wolomundi, Samarako, we are espousing or we are propagating strongly for the Islamic
state.
For the state of an Islamic state. They might even label us as an Ibn Laden disciple or al-Baghdadi disciple.
I remember a scholar once said, he said, we don't need Islamic state now, we need Islamic state
in
of fact, mind.
You know, the problem is exactly Islamic state of mind. You see, to be a Khalifa in this world, it's very simple. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran has given you the way how to become and transform yourself into a Khalifa. When every Muslim is a Khalifa unto himself, that is the time we are going to establish a Khalifa. Because when Allah was mentioning Khalifa, he was referring to a single person. And the offspring of that single person, if it is qualified to become a Khalifa on his own, based on the merits and the virtues of the deen, then we can have a general Khalifa. This is how Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was able to construct and build a society that was almost perfect and that was an example, an exemplified society that will never exist again in this world.
Sheikh Ammi, comes to our situation. You did address the local problem exhaustively. The question I put it on. Our situation as an African, these remote control sagas have been going on too long. We tend to emerge, some will call it a new era. But my worry is this new era became what you call excessive talk. If in the, when I mean talk, the media, social medias, even ourselves sometimes can be guilty of that. Do we put a program which will generate the new leaders out of this talk? The talks like yours and the others can inspire.
You see,
to the new era.
Yeah, in fact, I think I understand your point, and it's very relevant and important in the sense that I think you are trying to tell me that
even though
whether the possibility of what we're saying in terms of the validity of the concept, whether it will be powerful enough to generate a situation whereby we can recruit and we can make and form generations that would be susceptible to understanding these real things, the realities that we are living in.
To relieve us from
this. To relieve us from the burden. I mean, unnecessary burden, just like a donkey. We are just carrying these unnecessary burdens because our minds are disillusioned. We are just searching the dark. There is no way, and the way is there straight for you. Inna hadhihi sabili. Follow this line. This is my way. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. You cannot go and seek blessings from the devil. You know the devil yourself. You are the devil. The devil is using you as an instrument. So whatever you do, make sure that you kill the devil before you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
How do you kill
the
devil?
So we kill the devil by going back to Allah. Because this is what Adam did. When he was deceived by the devil, he went back to Allah, repenting to Allah, and the devil was driven away, and the devil was killed.
So what you are telling him, Adam tell him, you are not my boss.
You are not my boss. Allah is my boss. From there, he ran away. He never came to Adam
You
again.
Have me on now, you'll never have
you'll
me
never
on.
Have me again. So this is it. It simply means that let us get Allah's ways. Let us go Allah's rulings. Let us go Allah's religion in every aspect of our life. As long as we are alleging that we are Muslims. You cannot be just two in one. That is impossible. You are a paranoia guy. Psychologically diseased and imbalanced. Be what you are and know where you are. And stand in relation to everything else. So our problem is we don't know where we are. You see, Abalafa Waratabaki, sometimes with the little experience in Minnesota, when you look at our guys, especially in the judiciary,
yes.
You see people, you know, these are highly erudite guys.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is, the fire is not there, the flame is not burning for them to just, what they call it, slough in their skin, saka minke, sana kulo kotota kabondile. Mujili mo fomo nyanta ke kulo le bondi kulo koto e kafai
nyadi
in silah wala mundi all the time repent all the time renew the understanding, repent to Allah, renew your covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, go into the unpaved way wala mundi silo mi mona na man tamala in research, in search for knowledge, in trying to discover, in deduction, in inference, to whatever is possible to know the reality. Everything else be a talent. But the problem is, until us an African generally, until we have a problem. We are people, but our humanity is sometimes, well, I'm not saying it's questionable, but until we are made to believe that we cannot. And we are made to believe that whatever is already, member exists, can nothing else can come to surpass what is intolerable. So we take the Western standard as the super value. Well, I'm not against the West. I mean, they have strived, they have exerted all these efforts that they can intellectually, materially, to reach to this level. You do the same thing. But you cannot go to the same time. Nibe mo bayindika, hani wulo. Nabe kerangwa ni nisamo bayindika. Abuka bula no makoma, kata dende wala. Nibe fengwa bayindika, abuka bula koma, kata dende wala. Do as he is doing. But nibula ta koma, ke dende. Because at every step, ita mamfuta jie follow.
So you go on the side?
On the side. If na ita jie kakura saka kenyami. Alama limbe ma kwe, nito tutele dorongo. Jaju sila kumwa mutuonya alati rahimahullah.
Se kame.
So generational. Mbe ditala ala nadia marulu. Mtuolo ma ala rasul ila albalahu mubil. Ala subhanahu wa ta'ala akayako innaka la tahdi man ahbabta. Walakin Allah yahdi man yasha. We don't know whether we are right or wrong. We know we are right because all our concepts are based on the Quran and the Sunnah. You know, we don't know whether until phone coming for whether we can do it. But it has to be said, it has to be implemented, and it has to pierce the bodies and the mind.
You are fulfilling your responsibility.
It's a mission that we are charged to do, whether somebody like it or not. But we need to say.
Say, Kame, I think traditionally this program has been always when we speak. People don't have rooms to contribute themselves. But maybe coming program, the ones in the order, because we have two technicians here. The one is on the audios, people can hear on the radios internally in the country. But there are ones which is really globally. Everybody can see us, hear us talking. What will happen, Allah willing, next week when we came, people who comment live, there are many people comment live. Some may even have a question to put on. Inshallah, next week, I don't know if he has anything, maybe we can start, even if there's one comment down there, he can tell us what that person said, and because we already have exhausted our time. Maybe if anybody, one person comment, then we will hear, Sheikh Hammi will hear that person. If he want to respond, then we can wrap it up from that. Sheikh Ali, you have anybody there who mentioned any comment? Sheikh Hammi, you had the person is calling from is from Canada or US?
Okay, funding care, well, the youth, I mean, the only way, I mean, to bring the youth on board. In fact, I think as Muslims, Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in his short span of time that he spent, you know, fruitfully in this world, has provided us with all the ingredients necessary for anything that we want to achieve in this world. You know, Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when we follow his pattern, his methodology, from Mecca 13 years to Medina 10 years, we can be able to put in place a methodology very effective, practically and dynamically, to put away how we are going to include, I mean, to recruit and to militarize the youth to become part and parcel of this program. The only way is for the youth to just know that, one, to know, understand their religion properly. I'll give him a guidelines.
Properly.
Properly. When I say properly, let them not allow any other ideology to deceive and delude and to fool them. Let them not be easy prey, because as it has happened previously, very soon. So we should not allow the youth. The only source of understanding this thing is from the Quran and the Sunnah. And the methodology of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is already in place and very clear. And it is very, very much conspicuous for every mind to understand and conceive and perceive and comprehend it. One, they have to understand the deen properly. And they need to know that they are a youth, given all the necessary physical, mental power, because it is at that very age that Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is just putting them into a trial to see whether they are going to live up to expectation. And number three, there must be somebody, they must make sure that they are able to connect the past and the present. And there must be somebody having the power to overcome and to have a very dominant power over their hedonism, that is their power for pleasure. And number three, they should know that they are the backbone of every society. Responsibility of a society relies on them entirely, 100%. Funding care muminati ka muntele ko kosuro. Nin kosuro koto da dron society ka boile. He la dino fahamu anyala, ye kunun nim bika fu nyoma, ye londo ta kebal bulu, hani nim mambete, kana fu ya mambete ya boti ye kodiala, ye millo mimbeti ya ta ya integrate bi londo kono, wo kola fana isalon ko, inyanta londo bekara na duniale, because londo man kontrol. Soto londo do kunyale katinya par konton wataala tubabu kunda arabu kunda jina kunda londo mu londo damalati o kola funding kelsa lonko e wuluta dami ibe fala wolto hani mam fawto barni fata bala fa kam re wuluta dami
Allahu akbar
wa ma tadri an-nafs bi ay ardin
tamut
hani fata jio kono bala fa wuluta dami bala fa kam rum wala
man din kol ko bala fa be longol
so funding care what do allow my la quote dino wala famo doron because ni islamo is practical, dynamic and effective. I famo belandile Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ay saibo kulu nyami sako saiba dindingolo one like Abdullah ibn Zubair, Abdullah ibn Abbas, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud wo dindingol jubaye de da nyami
ibn Umar
bara koto be mo munati society nimbe balurina kono e boka dindingol la contribution of ni man ke balla morality for.
Yes.
Kebala morality has to be in place. Pro dindingol fanansaki role modality for them to become productive, for them to become dynamic, for them to become part and parcel of the society, and let there be a wide room and involvement for the youths.
Sekame, I think you have touched a very interesting position here. Allah willing, next week when we came, how did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam win the hearts of the youth? The second segment of the program will be corruption within the society in Islamic perspective. What does corruption do in the Islamic perspective? What does corruption do in the society?
So
then,
yes.
Inshallah, the time is finished, but inshallah, by Allah willing, pray for us. We come back here as God willing and sound and healthy. We continue this journey as we are always. We are telling Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Wa salatun wa zakatun. Hajjun wa shahadatain.
Shahadatain.